is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the Kenai Peninsula works. I'm Jenny Nyman. A bill overhauling Alaska's alcohol laws made it to the halfway point in the legislature Wednesday. Senate Bill 52, sponsored by Kenai Peninsula Senator Peter Michicki, was voted out of the Senate and sent over to the House. Michicki calls it a grand compromise, hashed out by the factions that have been at odds over the state's existing alcohol regulations.
This bill is a true compromise. All stakeholders got something, but no stakeholder groups got everything. The bill modernizes and reorganizes the 35-year-old hodgepodge of alcohol statutes in Alaska into a comprehensive, reorganized Title IV rewrite. The primary focus is on public health and safety. It provides clarity for licensees, local governments, law enforcement, and the public, and will result in a common sense, consistent, and less unnecessarily burdensome regulation of alcohol beverage industry.
Traditional bars and other alcohol-serving establishments have bristled against the growing craft brewing industry. Tasting rooms have been an important source of income, especially for new breweries that don't have the upfront money necessary to set up a system of distribution for their product. But tasting rooms have been limited under state code, with regulations over how late they can stay open, how much they can serve, and on what other activities can happen in a tasting room, which are pretty much none. Existing statutes prohibit everything from live music to pool tables. Under SB 52, brewery tasting rooms can be open until 10 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. They can host activities like brewery tours, art shows, and fundraisers, and they can host up to 4 concerts a year. The compromise was hashed out between the two big stakeholder groups, Alaska Char, the biggest trade association representing bars, and the Brewers Guild of Alaska. On the Senate floor, Michicki said the bill balances the interests of these two groups while still putting safety first.
Madam President, remember that alcohol is the number one substance of choice that is abused in the state of Alaska. It is about 95% of our substance abuse problem. It also happens to be a very important industry in our state. This bill balances those considerations into what you see before you.
Now for the compromise. The rules for how many breweries can open in an area will change. Existing breweries will be grandfathered in, but new breweries will only be allowed on a basis of 1 per 12,000 people. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel voiced objection to the idea of per capita licenses.
The problem we have, Madam President, is that the per capita quotas don't work. They haven't worked. They're not going to start working. Density is an issue. When we talk about something like a zoning law, how many alcohol sales establishments in an area of blocks, that can have a real effect on public safety. But the number of retailers, maybe package stores or bars, just doesn't impact alcohol-related crime, alcoholism, or the scourge that alcohol abuse causes in our families.
Keel says this bill is not the time or place to overhaul the per capita system, but said the rules regarding new brewery licenses got worse through the legislative process.
When the bill left the Judiciary Committee, it raised the per capita quota on those from 1 per 3,000 people to 1 per 9,000 people. The bill we have in front of us is 1 per 12,000. That really doesn't leave opportunities for new entrants to this business pretty much anywhere in our state.
He didn't propose a change on the Senate floor, but said he hopes the House addresses the issue when they take up the bill. Senator David Wilson of Wasilla proposed reducing the wait time for municipalities asking for new licenses. The bill says 3 years between the State Alcohol Beverage Control Board denying a request for a license and a reapplication. Wilson's successful amendment lowered that time frame to 1 year. SB 52 then passed the Senate with a unanimous vote. And that's it for this week's Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Jenny Nyman. Have a great weekend.